Dallas Buyers Club is among the most talked about movies of the year, and it's nabbed Oscar nominations for Best Picture, Best Actor, Best Director, Best Screenplay. NPR's Netta Ulaby met the writing team that fought for 20 years to bring their story to the screen.
Craig Borton and Melissa Wallach appear remarkably unscarred for a couple of writers who survived a punishing, decades-long Hollywood battle. He's tall with deep-set eyes. She's tiny and neat, in a perfectly fitting black sweater. They're lounging in a creamily upholstered room in a top Los Angeles talent agency.
I mean, my closest friends were like, no one will ever make that film. Put it down. It's never getting made. It's never going to happen. Nobody will make it.
And that from friends. Financiers would say,
AIDS is no longer relevant, so we don't think that we should make this movie.
Wallach says before Dallas Buyers Club was nominated for 6 Oscars, they had a joke about its elevator pitch. That's the idea: if you're in an elevator with an executive who can greenlight your movie, you've got a little sliver of time to sell your story.
Oh, well, it's about this heterosexual, homophobic, white trash, urban, racist cowboy who gets AIDS, who befriends this transgendered person, and they both die at the end. Are you interested?
Dallas Buyers Club is based on a real person. In the movie, he's played by Matthew McConaughey, now up for Best Actor.
They're trying to tell me I got some kind of HIV virus. Like I got AIDS. The hospitals, man, mixed up my blood samples.
In real life, Ron Woodruff was a foul-mouthed, scrappy rodeo enthusiast. Borton learned about him when an ex-girlfriend mailed him a newspaper clipping back in the 1990s about Woodruff and Buyers Clubs. Those were the gray market groups providing HIV medications to people who needed them during the height of the AIDS crisis. Borton, then in his 20s, drove cross-country to interview Ron Woodruff for 3 days about starting a Buyers Club in Dallas. Borton sold a script in 1996 to some big Hollywood names.
There was Dennis Hopper to direct, Woody Harrelson to star.
But the company that bought the script went bankrupt. So Borton teamed up with Melissa Wallach, and the next year they sold a new script to Universal.
With Brad Pitt to act and Mark Forster to direct.
But Forster and Pitt made World War Z instead. Later Ryan Gosling signed on, but the financing fell apart. Universal decided the script was not ready. It was sent to other writers in what's called development hell. There it languished for nearly a decade. Hollywood screenwriters learned to detach, but Craig Borton says losing Dallas Buyers Club was awful.
Like a death blow, right?
It was a death blow?
Yeah, it was a death blow.
That's when Borton lost himself in a vortex of alcohol and drugs.
It was everything. Everything. Just think of everything. That's what I wanted. The whole rainbow of...
Yep.
Substances.
Melissa Wallach says for her, one of the darkest moments in the story behind Dallas Buyers Club was when she peeled her messed up fellow screenwriter up off the floor. For his part, Craig Borton doesn't remember much from that time except for ending up in a state-run rehab facility.
95% of the guys were coming straight out of prison or jail in jumpsuits, and my roommate had a swastika, and he had just done 11 years for manslaughter, and I kind of learned that's I grew up there. I was there for 7 months.
Right when Borton started to get clean, they won back their script for Dallas Buyers Club, thanks to a clause in the Writers Guild contract.
It went dormant during my dark days and then came to life during my light days. I'm sure that's just my own perspective.
It's your own narcissism. It's
yeah,
okay.
It's my own narcissism.
How did it feel when you got it back?
Victorious.
Honestly, it felt like there was another long road ahead.
Yeah, I was like, why?
Then Matthew McConaughey got involved. It was 2009, and the actor was still generally thought of as a bongo-playing bro with a certain stoned likability.
He's the one that got it made. It was his commitment to losing the weight.
McConaughey started losing a quarter of his body weight to play a man slowly dying of AIDS, even before there was money to make the film.
He's one of my favorite people. He's Matthew McConaughey, and his... new movie is Killer Joe. We're going to talk about.
On talk shows like Larry King's, McConaughey started plugging Dallas Buyers Club instead of Killer Joe and other movies actually in theaters.
Why are you so thin?
I'm losing some weight. I got a role coming up.
The actor's gaunt appearance brought not only publicity to Dallas Buyers Club, but a sense of inevitability. The money finally came through. But then, only 10 weeks before filming, the investors backed out. That gave the film's 2 female producers only about 2 months to pull together its $5 million budget. Producer Robbie Brenner.
We just willed the movie into existence. We willed it. We willed it. We willed it. There was no time to be hysterical and pull our hair out and yell and scream. And, you know, we do what women do best, which is we just deal.
The epic deal-making behind Dallas Buyers Club is not particularly unusual. But in this case, Brenner sees her tenacity and the stars and the directors and the screenwriters as a tribute to someone who fought the healthcare system to get what he needed to survive. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.